we cannot be successful as a state if the Tri-County metro area is also not successful. And we need to do more to support one another, to bridge our silos and work together as county and state to better serve vulnerable Oregonians, and especially those grappling with behavioral health crises. One of the reasons I was so excited to come to Oregon was the spirit of creativity, of innovation, of bold ingenuity that I felt defined and permeated so much of the state's health policy. What dawned on me yesterday is that it's not just OHA, it's also our community-based organizations, our federally qualified health centers, our clinics and our local public health departments. I heard about Central City Concern, which I was delighted to visit yesterday, and how they are bringing naloxone and buprenorphine to people on the streets. I learned about Virginia Garcia, which pioneered a partnership with Pacific University to train additional nurses and physical therapists and medical assistants because they otherwise would have that much deeper a workforce shortage. And what I really appreciated about Miracles is how committed and how grounded they are in building community. They've been there, they have lived experience. It was a really powerful conversation. Every one of these actors is embodying that spirit of innovation and creativity, again, always on behalf of those who need it most.
We have a lot of different service providers and public organizations that are dedicated to addressing the same array of challenges. How can we facilitate closer, more authentic, and better resourced coordination across all of our partners and stakeholders and the people that we're intended to serve?